This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined right now by one of the AFL's most watchable players, GWS Giant co-captain Toby Green.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Big fly.
Oh!
Toby Green, what a hang, what a climb. He got the double lifter.
Bill, there aren't many blokes at this size who can get it done in the air, can get it done on the ground, can get it done on the lead.
Spot on.
It's just a pleasure to be able to watch Toby Green play footy. He's in now. Toby, welcome to you.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Hey, Toby.
Going to get to what you're here for shortly because the Live Life Foundation is a brilliant thing. But how's everything going at GWS? It's been a pretty tumultuous year.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the year we planned, most certainly, and, you know, finished a lot lower on the ladder than we would have liked, and, you know, we probably aimed to play finals and got nowhere near it. So, yeah, it was a tough year, and, you know, we got a lot to do to bounce back, and, you know, the club will look a bit different next year. So, exciting opportunity, but, yeah, we got a bit of work to do.
Well, especially with the assistant coaches. Stevie J, he's gone. Amon Buchanan, our man that we spoke to with you. And I assume James Hurd and Dean Solomon, so they all left the club?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think Hurdy and Solly are going for a couple of different jobs.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
They're all bloody good people and really tight with a few of those boys. So, yeah, it was sad to see, no doubt, but I'm sure I'll be talking to them a lot over the next few years anyway.
Can you believe that you are now as senior a player as you are? Because you're just a baby when you came in and you had this big grin on your mush and everyone used to look at Toby Green as this kid just expressing himself, and now you're a veteran.
Yeah, I am now. I'm actually really old now, I think. I'm almost getting to 30, so that puts you past the hill. But, it is what it is, and our list is getting younger and younger. Yeah. So, got a bit of work to do with the younger boys this year, but it'll be good fun.
I see you've still got in the Mark of the Year nomination the other night.
Yeah, it was a good jump.
It was? You're happy with that, weren't you?
I actually didn't think much of it at the time, but it looked better on the replay, yeah.
Good. Yeah.
How's the body?
No, the body's, all good. Had just thumb surgery at the end of the year, but that's all fine.
Oh, that's good.
Right, yeah, ready to go. And what, he just come down to have a look at what happens in Melbourne and see if there's anything around, a little lunch or a dinner for a little Topes?
I've come down to see Mum and the family, and we had the Brownlow the other night, so I thought I'd, just stick around and then go from there.
Yeah, I heard you had a good weekend. You were amongst it.
Yeah, had the races into the Brownlow, the double header. So feeling a bit worse for wear Monday, but back on the horse now.
Yeah, and drinking champagne, you couldn't even have a beer.
Yeah, there's a bit of that, Bill. Yeah, you picked that up.
But also, so a lot of blokes do this. Stevie J being one of them. They have a couple of days on it, Jim, of course, and then today you're riding around the tan, and now you're back on a fitness. You think you're fit again?
Yeah, I'll just be a few days just to get the body going again and feeling good about yourself. Sort of set me back there a couple of days. So, now looking forward to a good week.
Well, so, done. What will you do? Like, get this week out of the way, of course, and then you've got how long off? Is it 8 weeks? What will you have from end of the granny?
We got a big break. Well, because we didn't also play finals, so we've already had a few weeks off, and the older boys don't start till December, so. Cool. It is a fair break, and I guess you got to do a fair bit in November, though, to get ready for it, and the younger boys will start about halfway through November.
So will you do that at the club, or you're not allowed to do it at the club, or you have to do it individually? How do you do that November work?
No, you can do it wherever you want. There'll be a lot of boys in at the club, so, yeah, probably go in when the younger guys start, though, as well, and get going. And I haven't met Adam Kingsley yet properly, so I'm sure I'll get to know him a bit better over the next couple of months.
You haven't met him?
I've met him for 5 minutes at a little dinner, and he's we've sort of been in different states since then, I think.
I thought he would have had a chat to Tobes.
Well, he has. Quick one.
Yeah, quick one.
Well, some blokes you probably don't need to, Bill. Some blokes you bank, and other blokes you need
before to. Before he goes away, on a trip. Oh, you went on a trip? Who was that? Was that one of your mates that had that sign saying AFL's bad boy?
Yeah, they set me up there. I had a good laugh, though, when I saw it, and it was all a bit of fun.
Yeah, one of your mates, was it? Good on him.
Yeah, well, they sent him, the driver, to the airport, and I saw that amongst 500 signs.
What did it say? GWS bad boy or something like that?
They were hoping that a few Melbourne people were on the flight, I think.
Oh, I love it. Now, tell us about the Live Life Foundation.
Yeah, it's something I got involved with through Amon Buchanan and a couple of his friends, and Perry Sambor's the man who started it, but works with kids who are suffering neurological disorders in their brain, and it's been going for a couple of years now, and they've got a few events coming up in the next couple of months, and I think you boys are invited to that golf day.
Good. So we'll be there. It'd be Royal great Melbourne.
To see. Yeah, Royal Melbourne. They do it well, and we had something on Saturday as well at the races, and looking to raise a fair bit of cash because it's what they need.
Love good that. LiveLifeFoundation.com.au. Find out more and donate. Get online.
Yeah, exactly. You got 3 votes the other night. Did you see that, Tope?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Kicked 7 goals.
Yeah, it's tough to get him as a forward. Jez did well.
Jez. Yeah. How is Jezza going? Because he's your good mate and he left you, of course, there and down in Geelong, got the farm, playing in a grand final, going beautifully down here in Victoria, kicking goals. Do you ever just sit there and go, geez, I should have come with Jezza?
No, I don't think that, but he's obviously had a good run at it this year, and, you know, he's had a few hammies last year and he probably wasn't fully fit, and what he's producing is exactly what I would have expected. So, no, he's loving it and he's got the farm, and I'll go visit him a couple of times in the off-season, I think. But, looking forward to seeing how he goes this weekend.
Do you know his old man well?
Yeah, Leon. He's one of the handiest men in Australia and very tough and doesn't say too much.
No, I told you the story where his mum and dad were at the game. You're playing, you guys at Canberra, I reckon, and he kicked a few that day. And early on, he missed a couple, and there's these blokes in front of him, of the mum and dad, and they're going, oh, Cameron. And I said, boys, mum and dad are just behind there. Should have seen. And then he kicked 7. Every goal, they're up on the table. Oh. Jezza, they went berserk. But he, very unassuming, didn't say much, but I was talking to Jezza, and he said, mate, he does everything for him out there on the farm.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, we've been fishing a couple of times, and Leon makes everything we use to go fishing. So I do remember that quite fondly.
That's funny. Yeah. Leon Cameron. The name's funny. Just from
I didn't even know. Leon
didn't
Cameron.
Think about that, Bill.
How is Leon Cameron, the other one?
He's good. He's flying, actually. We had dinner with him.
Well, a pilot, is he?
No, he's the weight of the world's off his shoulders. Yeah. He's certainly a lot more relaxed at dinner. And I think he'll be at the Swannies next year doing the bits and pieces. So
he'll be a great addition for them too. Mm. That knee's got to sort itself out. I've never seen a man walk worse.
Yeah, he's, than Bakes. Well, he probably should go for it now while he's not coaching. But I think he just keeps putting it off because he thinks he's got to go again anyway.
So. Yeah, who wins this weekend? You've a better place than anyone to tell us.
Oh, I think I'm going to stick with the Swans because I've picked them all year. I really rate them, but Geelong are probably the team to beat. But it'll be a cracking game, and if Swans can get their game going, then I look forward to it.
All right, just one more. Your dog Oreo.
Yep, he's a good man. Good
what's
dog.
It called?
What, Oreo. Yeah.
Yeah. No. What kind of dog is it?
Dalmatian.
So Oreo, after the biscuit. Yeah. Yeah. And I hear, Jim, that Toby takes around to people's houses and let it out the backyard, does these big turds, and then you just walk straight out and leave him out in the backyard.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes?
It's been – that was when he was just a young pup, so he's got better since then.
But you've got to go out and clean it up and get the bag and take it, too.
I don't know if that's true, but, Stevie's told you.
You're going to catch up with Stephen? I see he's in town.
Yeah, we'll go for a little run around the town.
Stevie's not running anywhere.
No, we'll get him up Anderson Street once, I reckon.
Don't get him. Go down the hill. Don't get him come up the hill.
Hey, good luck, mate. Yeah, I know you've got a big golf season planned. Good luck with all of the holidaying, et cetera, but also a massive season next year for GWS. Thanks for dropping by.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks a lot for having me.
LiveLifeFoundation.com.au. They do incredible work. Get online, find out more about it, and more importantly, donate.
Toby Green on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.